All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights, all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
Ugh, I'm crying after choking on my coffee. Ugh. So, you know, there's a lot of iconic statues, even from movies and sports stars, especially like, you know, Rocky Balboa's in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. They've got RoboCop in Detroit. And now it looks like there might be a Tom Brady statue.
What?
At the University of Michigan.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Coach Jim Harbaugh said he wants to bring a Tom Brady statue to the university. He says that Tom Brady, greatest of all time, and he's lapped the field of field in football. He's lapped the field. I don't know what that means. I think like he's like kind of like in a race, you've lapped like, somebody, so you're so good.
He's
so
ran that field many times. I mean, that makes sense.
No. You're synonymous now with Babe Ruth, with Michael Jordan. The university that he attended should build a statue.
I don't know if I agree with this comparison.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan obviously has his huge statue in front of the United Center.
Yep.
But I don't know if Tom Brady, especially still playing football. Most of these people, it was after they retired.
Yeah, give it time.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe they might put a Tom Brady statue, but I mean, there's nothing really iconic that Tom Brady did. Was he just going to stand there?
Just stand there with his deflated football. I hope they do that.
I doubt they would, but that would be funny.
Yeah. So, you know how Ariana Grande had all those tattoos that she regretted terribly?
Yeah, she keeps putting them on, removing them, changing them.
I don't know what that's about. So Pete Davidson, when they were together, he actually got a tattoo of Ariana Grande's name, I believe, on his neck. And he recently just covered it up. And now it reads the word cursed.
Nice.
Right?
Like, did he just cross her name out and then put cursed over the top? I hope it was like that.
I'm really hoping that that's the case. But at least he kind of got it taken care of without getting it removed, because that would be super painful.
Oh, man.
Good choice, Pete. Yeah. Works for you. That's the Daily Dish for today.